From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. The Trump administration has settled a lawsuit over the proposed Pebble Mine, a massive gold and copper development at the headwaters of Bristol Bay's salmon fisheries. The EPA settled the long-running case today with the Pebble Limited Partnership. Under the agreement, the Canadian-owned company can seek a federal permit to build its mine near Bristol Bay. Pebble sued in federal court over what it claimed was EPA's collusion with mine opponents to block the project, which a study shows could pose significant risk to salmon populations in Bristol Bay. A review by EPA's Inspector General found no evidence the agency acted improperly. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt said today the settlement provides Pebble with a fair process for moving forward with the project while avoiding time-consuming litigation. Efforts to rezone land around Hunsinger Pond in advance of a proposed motocross park is set to go before the Juneau Assembly on Monday. Public opposition to rezoning the former gravel pit, known for its swaths of blooming fireweed, was taken to the Planning Commission in January, but a majority of commissioners found it fit with the city's long-term land use plan. Juneau resident Denise Elston says the wildflowers were one of the first things visitors see when they fly in and out of Juneau.
Sometimes, like, the best part of your day is, like, seeing the fireweed with the sunrise. And, I mean, that seems like it's such a much more economic directive because there's millions of people that come to Juneau, and the audience at a motocross park would be very small and a very select few. And the fireweed field as it is, you know, it's for everyone.
Landowner Spike Bicknell has also submitted an application to build a motocross park on the 26 acres. The Planning Commission hasn't considered it yet. Bicknell didn't respond to a request for comment. The Juneau chapter of the Audubon Society is barred from taking stances on land use decisions, but the chapter's president, Gwen Balus, says biologists recognize the area as a key stopover for migrating birds.
The Mendenhall Wetlands Complex is a designated important bird area by the Audubon Society, state and national. It does not give it any legal protection, but it can be used for conservation priorities.
A previous effort to rezone the property was rejected by both the Planning Commission and the Assembly back in 2013, but the makeup of both decision-making bodies has changed significantly since then. The public will have a chance to weigh in at the hearing scheduled at an earlier than normal start time, 5 p.m. And checking weather, cloudy skies with sprinkles, highs around 60 miles per hour with light winds. Tonight, look for scattered rain showers, lows in the mid-40s. The weekend looks like numerous rain showers for Saturday, highs around 60, lows around 40, and a chance of rain on Sunday. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.